The kettle is a kitchen staple practically everywhere. How else will we make our hot drinks and instant noodles? But is it okay to reboil water that's already been in the kettle from last time, or will that somehow make the water harmful? We asked Professor Faisal Hai, the head of School of Civil, Mining and Environmental and Architectural Engineering at University of Wollongong, and he's joined us on the line this morning to discuss it. Professor, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So why do some of us worry about reboiling water when we're making hot drinks or cooking?
Look, that's an interesting point, because we know that boiling does disinfect water. So that's a good thing. However, there are some online misconceptions where people claim that reboiling water can concentrate some of the hazardous impurities that can be present in water.
And is there hazardous matter actually building up in our tap water around Sydney? And how is this measured and monitored?
So our water supply, for example, Sydney Water, they have a very extensive list of parameters that they monitor in the water that they supply. For example, if we just take the water that was supplied to the Illawarra region where I live, at some point of this year, we can see that most of the contents of that water is within the Australian drinking water quality guidelines. So the water that we receive through our taps are confirmed to comply with the Australian drinking water quality guidelines, and therefore there would not be any concern of concentrating hazardous constituents in our kettle if we reboil the water.
And so do any of these substances being monitored actually show up in your average kettles, and should we even be worried about it?
I think judging from the online comments and articles written, I can see that there is a concern that heavy metals such as lead, for example, can accumulate in kettles. However, there is a strict drinking water quality guideline for our water suppliers in terms of the heavy metal concentrations. If I just pick up the example of lead, during the first quarter of this year, the water that Sydney Water supplied to Illawarra region was so low, the lead concentration was so low, that if somebody evaporated 20 liters of water to just one cup, then only it would be of hazardous level. So as you can see, practically speaking, there are some impurities always, but they're all, if they are within the drinking water quality guidelines, then there won't be a problem.
And so it sounds like there's no need to worry about hazardous buildups, but people can have other reasons for liking a fresh fill to boil each time, right?
Oh, of course, of course. So those then go into the personal choice. For example, reboiling water can alter the taste a bit for some people. Scientifically speaking, when we boil water, the dissolved oxygen from water escapes. Therefore, there can be some change. There is a little bit of a change in concentration of some of the components as well. Therefore, there will be some people who will be saying that, oh, I don't like the taste of reboiled water, but that's more from the the taste point of view. Another point is energy efficiency, because if we are boiling a lot of water but we only need a cup of tea, then we are just wasting the energy.
And so when flavor is the reason people don't reboil their water, what are some things that we could do to get the taste that we want?
It probably is a bit, some people prefer to have filtered water, but as I said, from health concern reason, it's not a problem. I would say that this will depend on the personal choice. What sort of taste is of concern to whom, it will depend on how they will be dealing with that. However, those who are concerned about taste after reboiling, then it would be recommendable for them to just boil the amount of water that they need each time. Therefore, they can just reboil. They can boil fresh water every time, and in that way, they are not wasting any water, and they're also not wasting any energy.
I have one more question before I let you go, Faisal. Sure. Do you have a preference whether you reboil water or not? And what are you boiling your water mostly to drink? So are you drinking tea? Are you drinking coffee? Do you have a particular drink preference?
Look, I'm an avid tea drinker. So in terms of my preference, I actually don't mind reboiling, but I always try to boil as much as I need at a time.
Very good. All right, Professor Faisal, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a very insightful chat.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Professor Faisal Hai, Head of School of Civil, Mining, Environmental and Architectural Engineering at the University of Wollongong, having a chat about whether it's safe to reboil your water and water purities and personal preference of taste and drinks. Thank you so much again for joining me this morning, Professor.